We are on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and without further ado, we welcome Dr. Cooper back to the group. So let's see here. Well, the previous Mishnah had this idea that if you had dates and figs, bolel v'notel, right? That you could kind of like mix them up, and then you could take maybe even an even distribution. And then we had a lot of discussion about that. And Rabbi Yehuda said, that's only if it's matana maruba, but matana muletas, let's take from each one. And we didn't know what that meant. So, Rabbi Yaisi, b'shem Rapidiyo, Rabbi Yonah, b'shem Chizkiyah. So each one was quoting somebody else. Rabbi Yaisi was quoting Rapidiyo. Rabbi Yonah was quoting Chizkiyah. So they both said the same thing, ein belila. There's no, you cannot blend mixtures. There's no such thing as blending mixtures. Unless it's wine or oil, meaning liquids. Liquids, you could say the idea of lila, but dry food, no. That if it's the size of an olive, up to the size of an olive, then it could be blended. So as long as it's small, you could blend it. That's Rabbi Yochanan's statement. So now, the Gemara is now going to ask a question from our Mishnah on Rabbi Yochanan. Masnisin pligar Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah seems to contradict Rabbi Yochanan because it says, with tamarim, ube gregus, bolel v'notel. It says you can mix them up and then you can be notel. So you see, from even larger pieces than a kezias, because presumably a gregus is larger than a kezias, a tamar is larger than a kezias, so Rabbi Yochanan doesn't seem to make sense. Now, the Gemara could have asked a question on the first shita. It's more straightforward, the question, right? Because Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Yonah were saying that you never say. At least Rabbi Yochanan said it was up to a kezias. The Gemara does not ask the question because that the Gemara, it says in the footnotes, that the Gemara knew for sure the answer to that question. And the answer to that question, which is an anticipated answer that the Gemara is about to give for Rabbi Yochanan, but they give it in the footnotes as the obvious answer you're going to have said already, is that there's a special exception by Demai making it an exception to the rule of Ein Blila. So even though B'chalat Torah Kula Ein Blila, and you don't mix up, things don't get mixed up evenly when they're dry. But over here by Demai, they were makel. That was something the Gemara knew instinctively and didn't bother asking the question. That's what it says. Take it or leave it. That's what it says.
If you're dealing with solids,
that's a better question.
No. The shaila of not being used to kashrus in the first blila, the yarn or shemen.
No, that there is blila there. There is blila by yain and shemen,
right.
So there's no questions to ask by
Ella, that. The kasha is, you said only there and nowhere else. The Mishnah says it is.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what we're speaking of.
You said the kasha is on Rabbi Yochanan, who said it's only the small male.
Let me try again.
The
Gemara says a question on Rabbi Yochanan. What I spoke out was, from the footnote, was that the Gemara could have asked the question, obviously, on the previous Shita, since that was even more extreme than Rabbi Yochanan.
And on big pieces.
On that...
The bigger pieces.
The first Shita. Rabbi Yaisi b'shem Rapidaya, Rabbi Yonah b'shem Chizkiyah, they said, ein blila.
Right.
You do not have any mixing up by dry food at all, period, across the board. It's the only exception is liquids. Which we understand this blila, right? Then we have Rabbi Yochanan saying that it's possible to have blila if it's small pieces. Then the Gemara asks a question from our Mishnah where it says that it's shaykh to have blila by tamarim and gregers. The Gemara does not ask a question on the first sheet. The question was why? The answer is because we knew that the answer was going to have to be that there was a special kula by demai, and I'm not going over it again. Pasalah ad kezesin. So Rabbi Yochanan interprets the Mishnah as referring to dates that were pressed into small pieces up to the size of olives. But they, in other words, when it says gregers and tamarim and gregers, it doesn't mean they were whole. means they were chopped up into little pieces that were less than the kazayas. Okay? So that's the answer to the Mishnah. Rav Yosi b'shem Rav Ze'era, which means that you don't have to come on to the next answer that we're about to say, which is another answer, which is b'dmai hetiru. Here he's introducing this answer even within Rav Yochanan, right? That even though b'chol ha'tera kula only up to a kazayas, but here, because it's d'mai, even if it would be the size of a kegrenus, we would also say yesh bli. Right? Now, we're on 47a2. Kereb Yehuda. This is a quasi with Reb Yehuda. This Nino. It says, seven, it says over here that he deletes these words. So we'll leave them out, I guess. Reb Yehuda Aymer. So that's the quote of our Mishnah. He says, when it's large matana, that's when you say yesh b'lila. It was man shematana mu'etis, ma'asa mikalach v'yachad. If it's a small, then you have to take ma'asa from every one. Now, I'm going to tell you what the English says, and I'm going to tell you the problem I have with it. If you see this piece of Gemara is prefaced by the following sentence. Reb Yosi cites support for his assertion that the Mishnah's ruling is a special leniency specific to Demai. And he quotes Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah. How is Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah a proof that Demai is different? What does Reb Yehuda say? He says something, this is the way the argument goes. He says something which makes totally no sense. When do you say that there's B-law, that the B-law, that's if it's a matana maruba? But if it's matana matis, you don't say it. That makes no sense. If there's no B-law, there should be no B-law ever in matana maruba or matana matis. If there is, then perhaps I could hear as far to say, like Rabbi Yochanan, that if it's large amount, maybe you wouldn't say, but certainly not to say that there is by a large and not by a small. That totally makes no sense. What does Reb Yehuda mean in the Mishnah? That's the first thing we have to attack. What does he even mean? So, look at the way he writes it. This distinction that Reb Yehuda says between large and small does not apply in other areas of law because it has no logical basis. That's another way of saying it makes no sense, right? We are compelled to say, listen to this, we are compelled to say that Reb Yehuda's distinction refers to Demai alone, which is often treated differently than other areas of law. So Rabbi Yosi is proving that Demai is different from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says something that doesn't make sense, and it must be the only way to make sense of it is by saying that it's only because it's Demai that he says this thing that doesn't make sense.
Therefore, we can apply it in this case.
Hello.
Things about Demai don't have to make sense.
I got to tell you what this reminds me of. I once went to one of these discovery seminars that used to have them many years ago, where they tried to prove the Torah's Min HaShemayim. So listen to the proof. You know how we know Torah's Min HaShemayim? Because Shemitah, who in their right mind would dream up in an agricultural society that you would have no planting every 7 years and every seven cycles? No planting, not just for 1 year, but for 2 years. So I said to myself, listen to the proof that Torah is Min HaShemayim. The more nonsense that you come up with, in other words, the Torah says something which makes absolutely no sense, that proves it's Min HaShemayim. I said, there's something wrong with that logic. Saying that something doesn't make sense proves that it's Min HaShemayim, it doesn't sit so well with me. That's what this sounds
like. What
you're
saying is they wouldn't come up with it themselves. It had to be from some other...
It had to be. It's something that makes no sense. Must be Min HaShemayim. Okay. If you think about it, you'll see what I'm saying. This Gemara reminds me of that. Rabbi Yehuda said something that doesn't make sense. Must be it's because it's Demai. If you see Demai is different, so Rabbi Yosi shows, you see what I said is true, that Demai is different. It's like... Okay, let's just leave it alone. I didn't look into it. Maybe the footnotes deal with this a little bit more. But to me, this paragraph was like, oh my gosh. Let's go on. A Tana Kama ruled that if you buy from a poor person, or if a poor person wants to give himself from what he collected, the meiser, so he can mix them together. Rabbi Yehuda said it's only if it's large, not if it's small. Now we're going to explain what he means. So, I mean, if it wouldn't have been for the English, I wouldn't have explained the previous paragraph at all the way that I would have said that it's just an introductory remark. And we're about to explain a little bit about what he meant. But let's see what it says. Deves Rabbi Yanai Amri b'shas ha'garin shonu. That this is talking about the threshing floor. That shahakol, this is like there was the standard. Everybody gave the same amount, right? Shahakol hayunoisin mimeya saw. Everybody gave the same donation, 100 saw. That's to the poor, I guess, to the poor, right? So everyone's right, because we're talking about poor person, right? So the poor person is on the in the threshing floor, and he what right? He's collecting stuff from people. And everybody had a standard. We all gave the guy 100 saw. Let's make up a number. 100 saw, 100 saw, 100 saw. So if everybody's giving him 100 saw, so then you can mix it up, mix it up, mix it up. Everything is mixed up evenly. And you can take maestros from, and you'll be sure to be taking, it since it's evenly distributed, and everybody gave the same amount, you can be sure you're taking care of everything. Right? That's what it says over here.
The poor person
taking the maestros because he collected all these people, all the Amoratsim who gave him tzedakah. They all gave him at the threshing floor, right, meyasol. They all gave the same amount. But let's say, for example, when there's a change, that there's one guy who's going to be a wise guy. He's going to be Parshman at Sibur. He's going to do half what everybody else does. There's always one of these guys. Right, 50. I'm going to give 50. So me'aser mechamishim. Now there's a whole lengthy discussion here in footnote 12 exactly what this means.
So this must mean that he's not mixing them up.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Okay. Well, if it's all separate, then what does it mean me'aser mechamishim?
Otherwise, he can't give from the 150 if he doesn't know which one is the 50 if they're all mixed up.
Exactly. So what does it mean? So the bottom he says what you do is he gives an example. What he says is you're dividing everything up into a uniform a lowest common denominator is in math, right? So if you had one guy giving 50 and one guy giving 100, so you make the guy who gave 100 into 250s. Divide his stuff into 50s. So we left with 50, 50, 50. Everybody's 50s. Okay, now what are we going to accomplish by that? Let's see what it says over here. The recipient would be tithing from the demai of one person from the demai of another, which is unacceptable. So therefore, you divide the entire collection into portions equal to the small donation and tithe each portion separately. For example, Mr. A and Mr. B each gave 100. Mr. C gave 50. The recipient divides everything into 5 portions of 50. Then he takes meiser from each portion on its own. So what's the advantage?
Yeah, what do you gain?
What's the advantage? It allows us to enjoy the legal assumption that each portion came in its entirety from the same donor. In other words, even though you collected it into one pot, and you have all the donations collected together. But, so now I have, in this case example, I have 250, right? I have A and B each gave me 100, C gave me 50. I've got in my basket, I've got 250. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the 250. We're going to divide them into boxes of 50. Now I've got 5 boxes of 50. It's possible, although unlikely, it's possible that each box was given by a single person. I can assume Mr. A donated box A, box B. Mr. B donated C and D. and Mr. C donated box E, right? That it's a possibility. So that's the idea here. That the advantage is that since none of the portions larger than the smallest donation, that it's possible, although unlikely, that one portion originated entirely with the person who gave the smallest donation. Each one of the other portions may likewise be thought to come from a single person. And so on. And he goes through the examples. But I'm just going to stop here.
You're collecting $50 bills from everybody instead of hundreds of
$150. Basically. Yes.
What so do you that, gain?
So we've gained what I said.
I don't need the gain.
You get what you're gaining is, in other words, Let's stop for a second. Let's forget what he says over here. Let's take the assumption that it's all mixed up. The guy that gave 100, his stuff is mixed among all five boxes. The guy that gave the other 100 also all mixed up. The guy that gave 50, maybe he's in box one and box two, mixed up. How are you going to be miser? This is a total mess, right? You're going to take some miser from box A. Maybe that was mostly from 50, the guy who gave you 50, in which case it's not masakin everything. It's only masakin one box, right? Or, and maybe not even that. So we're making an assumption here that we're raising a possibility that one box came from one guy and the other boxes are independently from each other one. There is a possibility. The fact that there is a possibility, my demai will be makel. That is the point here. This is a kula by demai that we're gonna take the most unlikely thing to have occurred and say that it occurred. That's what we're accomplishing here.
And he's got to get meiser from each one of those five boxes.
That's correct.
So he's given five from each.
Yes, as opposed to not being able to give from 250 all at once, because it's not possible to mix them up evenly, because since it's uneven, we've got uneven contributions, you can't mix it up and have an even distribution, which would allow you to take one hafrasha.
If you mixed it up.
If you mix it up, you don't know what you're getting.
Right.
Okay. If everybody gave 100, apparently, that's what Rabbi Yehuda. So now we're explaining what Rabbi Yehuda meant. Rabbi Yehuda, when he's, let's make sure we get that part, right? Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said, Ema saivas man, that's matana maruba. What he means is that everybody gave a lot. Everybody gave 100. In that case, you could do the mixing up and assume that we have an even distribution and take one hafrasha from one large box. But if it's mu'etes, you can't do it. What do you do in that case? The Gemara here is presenting a possibility. You divide it into common denominator boxes. Okay, that's what it says. Let's go on, otherwise we're going to be here all day. If everybody's giving 50 and one guy's giving 40, so then the Gemara just says, Masa Rabban. You just take from the 40 portions and that's it.
That means they're all separate. So you know which is the 40.
No. If he has separate every donation in a separate box, what are we discussing here?
That's my point. Yeah.
That it has to be that you collected it all in one box.
So he collected it all in one box, and
one guy gave him 50. One guy gave him 40. So what he does is he takes out 40 and puts it in a separate box. Maybe these are the 40 that the guy that gave 40 gave him. They came out exactly those. Pugluch, the 40 he gave me are in that box. What a nesmit hashamai. And now you take a miser from this box and a miser from that box. And you get it.
Yeah, as long as it's from both boxes.
Right. That's what it says. That's right.
What about the rest of the stuff?
It's obvious. Obviously, you're going to have to take for the 50. Okay?
What conditions is the Gemara giving us by doing all these
examples? I don't know what it's doing over here. I really haven't thought about that much. Maybe I don't even have the right shot.
Well, I mean, you
have the remainder of 10. So that we didn't discuss.
Take a look at the, yeah, you're right. Well, that's going to come up. We're going to come up to that case. Take a look at Ridvaz. Let's just take a quick look at the last Ridvaz on the page here. Pirish, Harash. Im kol matanas shavas, if all the gifts were the same size, oz ma'aser ha'kol b'vasachas, you could take the ma'aser from everything in one shot. Mikulam, yachad, from all them mixed up together in one box. Aval im chelek shel echad m'mort m'chaveiro, if one is less than his friend, oz ein la'aser ha'kol b'vasachas, el tzorek la'chalok, al kamach halakim l'fi erach chelek ha'katan. Then you have to divide it up into the smallest donation. Kagon, for example, chelek ha'katan humi nun, tzorek la'chalok v'ha'kriya shalom al chalakim rabim shal chamishim chamishim. Okay, they're basically saying what I'm telling you.
Yeah, so what he's really saying is, in the beginning of the year, I call Nusna Mechamishim, Be'afid Me'abon, Masa Me'abon. He's taking those 50s and making them all 40s. He has to be making them 40s.
No, he can't be making them 40s.
Why?
You only have 140 here.
Yeah, so...
So you're going to make... You're going to have 40, 40, and 10?
Well, that's what I was asking.
No. That's not the pshat. The pshat is, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Maybe
you're right. I don't want to say you're for sure wrong.
I'm
not sure. I'm going to leave it go. It's okay. Let's go on.
Look at the next.
If everybody gave 10 and one guy gave 1, so then, you have to tithe each one separately. Okay. Let's go on. Next page. 47b, top of the page, Mem Zainam base. How are we doing here? Yeah. A person buys from a wholesaler. So it says if you buy a second time, you can't take from one on the other because we're afraid it was from two different suppliers, right? That's what the Mishnah said. If you give me a bite, I feel like Shbiach lo mecho. One second. And the Mishnah concluded, I forgot to add, and we're going to the conclusion of the Mishnah, where the Sitton says, I got them all from the same supplier, he's believed, he's Neman. So on that, the Gemara is going to comment that he's Neman even in an extreme case. Even if it was, he was praising his Mekach in the process, which is, the example is like this, that the buyer says to the seller, Inun chitayu dezanas minoch et mol? Tovin Havion, the stuff I bought from you yesterday, that was very good stuff. And he's basically saying, you know, it's one way of saying it is that this is a question. And is that, you have more of that stuff or even without that? But the Mocher then says, oh yeah, me'inun inun. This stuff here, it's the same batch that I told you. You liked it yesterday? This is the same stuff. So even in that case where he's praising what he bought, and it's really a shvacha. Normally with Mesiach Lafitumo, which is the normal Yordea expression, Mesiach Lafitumo, he doesn't have kavana to say edus. He's just like shooting the breeze and says a fact off the cuff, and then we believe him. But here he's really focused on praising that, oh yeah, this is the same thing as yesterday, because he wants you to buy it. So maybe you wouldn't say in that case he's believed. So Kamash on the Mishnah, you are believed even in that case. That's what he's saying. Okay? Next. Tony Halakach min Achemdini. V'choz v'lachach min Ashniya. You buy it and then you go back and you buy it again. Im makach v'asachoz shehi, he, if you recognize the barrel is the same barrel that you got your first bottle of wine from, ma'isim in middle of love, obviously you could be ma'isim from one bottle on the other because you know it came from the same source. You don't assume that the barrel had a mixture of different suppliers, okay? Ha im eino makir osu chavis, but if you don't recognize the barrel, lo bada, then what? That would not be the case. You'd have to tithe each purchase separately. Hadarat tamei be'ilayim idos. If you, let's see if you could read this word. Idos kerima. Idos kerima. You know what idos kerima means? That's at the storekeepers who sell in small quantities. So they keep the merchandise from a single supplier in the same barrel. They don't transfer it from one barrel to another. So therefore, if you recognize a barrel, you can assume that both purchases came from the same supplier. Barambi Elaine Shapoyo, if it's storekeepers that sell in large quantities, or from the funds noson, Elaine Lugo Elaine, then there they it's not unusual for them to pour from one barrel to another barrel, and you could have mixtures. Therefore, you would not be allowed to even if it was the same barrel, you wouldn't be able to be mafresh mechomes al chomes. Let's go to the next Mishnah. Halakach in Balabayas v'chaz v'lachim humeno shniyo. So now you're not buying from a storekeeper, you're buying from a private person, right? So what's going to be that? So you buy twice, ma'isa mizalza, it's the same guy. You assume he's giving you from his own private garden. Obviously, it's the same supplier. Afilu m'shnei kupas, even if it's two boxes, afilu m'shnei ayaras, even if it's two towns. Balabayas shayim mecha yark v'shuk, and if you have him selling, he has a stand on the side of the road, he's selling vegetables. If you're bringing it from his own gardens, his workers are resupplying his side business there by the road, and they keep bringing it to him, you know, in the wheelbarrows from his garden. So you could buy, you know, multiple times and take mice only once because you assume it came from his garden. But if they're bringing vegetables from other gardens, if he's like just a neighborhood guy selling from all the farmers in the neighborhood, obviously you have to take mice there from each individual purchase. Okay, now, should I go on? Yeah, try. I mean, I have to tell Meyer also.
Yeah, so
let's make, my son-in-law is going to Mitz Hashem, say Mitzray Shabbos, because I'm going to be out of town. So I told him he should start at 10:15, because he keeps a bang of time. So Mitz Hashem, Menachem Zamber,
well,
hopefully he'll make it 10:15.
His wife will make up though.
Stay here.
You told him you'd bring him something back for Tina. You bring him a cheese pretzel from Tina.
I don't want this to go.